Okay. Regular Saturday, man. I turn my PlayStation on. When I turn my PlayStation on and I try to log into my account, my access is, if you would say, denied. So
you can't get in.
I can't get in.
Password doesn't work.
I changed my password 3 times. Then I get a message that says, you have been permanently suspended
from
the PlayStation Network.
Wow.
What? I'm like, what the hell? I do all this investigating. I'm on the phone. I'm talking to AI chatbots online.
Because they're always helpful.
Yeah. Yesterday, I talked to an actual person over the phone. They told me, first of all, no one can tell me why my account was suspended. Now, if you remember, several months ago, my account was hacked.
Correct.
By someone in France. Okay. But they recovered my account. And I'm almost positive this has something to do with that.
So, they recovered your account, and they reset your passwords or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And my account worked fine. It's okay. Been, that was last year, November.
Okay.
So, it's been about 6 months, man.
All right.
Dude, I'm asking these people, well, why has my account been suspended? Violation of terms and services. What terms and services?
Whoa, are you downloading stuff illegally?
No, absolutely not. I haven't done anything. My regular gaming.
Okay.
Everything has been regular. I don't stream. I don't YouTube. Nothing. Just regular gaming. I haven't gotten into any crazy arguments, because you can be banned for that too.
Okay.
Or suspended. If you get into a crazy argument online and someone reports you, you know, they'll suspend. I'm like, why is my account suspended? We can't tell you, sir.
Wow. Well, then
I said, I
can't be a customer then.
I said, you can't tell me why. No, sir. We cannot.
It's my account.
All we can tell you is there was an internal investigation.
Oh, my God. FBI, baby.
There was an internal investigation by a quote-unquote back office.
What?
Which means... And they explained this thoroughly. What that means is this back office cannot be contacted. You cannot speak to anyone. You can't write them. They don't do communication, period.
So the men in black decided to flag you.
They did an internal investigation on my account.
For a part of their organization that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. I have been permanently banned from the PlayStation Network.
Yo!
Which includes all of the thousands of hours I have put into the games, all of my trophies, all of my games, all the thousands of dollars I've spent over the course of like 10 years.
Wow.
All of my games are gone. All of the accolades I got, all the trophies, everything is gone. I can no longer use my email to create a new account. I can't even use that email anymore. Of course, the username is gone, but I lost everything, man. It's all gone.
Oh, my God.
I have a PlayStation 5 sitting at home that I can absolutely do nothing with. Nothing. I tried to just play like a game that wasn't online-based. I can't even get in it.
So you wanted to put like a physical game in to play, and you can't. Once you power it on, they will not connect you to the internet.
They won't. Nope. They will not. They will not. My account has been permanently banned due to an internal investigation, which has already reached its final decision, which is to permanently ban me.
What?
Yes.
What? Bro, are you a spy or something?
I couldn't believe it. I was just as shocked as you. I'm like, are you guys
watching porn or something?
No. Nothing. Dude, I'm saying, like, are you guys serious? And they were dead serious.
Maybe they didn't like a previous episode.
Dude. So that's what I'm going through right now.
Man. I am so sorry to hear that. That is ridiculous.
Ain't it, though? I said, hold on, dude. And then
you tell me you can't tell me why?
They can't tell me.
That's ridiculous.
They don't have any. Only thing they can tell me is been banned due to violation of terms and services. They can't get specific on which ones. They don't know. Only the back office knows.
But you can't talk to them.
I can't talk to them. I can't communicate with them at all, period.
And this was...
Saturday.
Saturday, you go to turn it on, and you're banned.
And I've been banned. And I was just on the game, like, the day before. They said, you should have received an email with a warning. I said, I have no such email. They said, you should have received an email detailing why you've been suspended. I said, I have no such email. I said, in fact, the only email I have is the email you guys just sent me yesterday. I talked to them yesterday, which was Monday.
Yeah.
And then, so that yesterday would have been Sunday. So I said, I have an email which you guys sent me yesterday, Sunday, that says you're going to charge me on like the 27th of this month for my online subscription. I said, so how, like, I'm like, there's something seriously wrong here. And
yeah.
they can't even help me.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Bye-bye PlayStation.
Bye-bye PlayStation.
I told my brother yesterday, I said, dude, I'm done gaming. That's it for me, man. Hell no.
Wow. Well, you can put your energy and money into comic books. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. You know, loyalty means nothing to these businesses.
Dude, I couldn't believe they treat me like that, dude. I said to them, I said, listen, guys. I said, I've been, like, gaming with PlayStation, I said, like, for, like, more than half my life. I said, I got, like, thousands of hours and dollars into this account. We can't help you, sir. We cannot help you. The decision has been made by the internal guys.
Yeah, in the back office.
In the back office. That you cannot communicate with at all.
Wow.
Yep.
And you had no chance to even, like, defend yourself or claim, like...
Nothing. No warning. No nothing. I just woke up.
So Friday night, you're playing...
Yes.
Whatever you're playing.
2K.
Playing 2K. You know, you're shooting your shot. Mm-hmm. Trying to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. And the next day, I'm no longer part of the PlayStation ecosystem.
Now, does that... Wrap. So, you say you're done gaming.
I think I'm done, man.
You're not going to try Microsoft.
No.
You're not going to Nintendo.
Nope.
You're just going to become an adult.
Yep. I'm packing it up, man. I'm packing it up, man. And I'm retiring, dude. I can't do
man,
it.
Man.
That hurt.
You know
what?
That's unforeseen. You can't even prepare for that.
That hurt me.
It hurts me.
Like I couldn't believe they said it went through an internal investigation. I'm like, are you guys kidding me? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what? That's like
how many people?
This is what I'm saying. That's like terrorist level. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, dude. I said it went through an internal investigation, and they were like, yes. I'm like, are you serious? They're like, we are so serious.
Wow.
That your account has been permanently suspended. And it's due to, here's my theory on it.
Yeah.
You remember a while back when PlayStation came out with a big announcement, lots of their information has been stolen, leaked.
Sure.
Okay. Not too long after that, I have my account hacked.
Okay.
Now, what I'm thinking is, when they recovered said account, they didn't recover it fully. Somehow, some way, whoever had hacked into my account was still in there.
There's like a back door.
Back door into it that they couldn't get rid of. And so they decided to permanently ban my account. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And just like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And guess what?
Uh-huh.
Well, what about all of the money I've spent over the course of 10 years? I'm sorry, sir. No refunds.
You must not have read the fine print.
Dude, I'm sorry, sir. No refunds. You don't get access to any of your content.
Wow.
At all. None of it, dude.
It's being held in PlayStation jail.
Like, I got game. I got God of War. Oh, I got all the God of Wars. I got all the Spider-Mans. I have...
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I don't even want to go through it, dude.
The 2Ks.
I got the 2Ks. A list of other games that I got. I got, like, dude. I have on my account 5 platinum trophies.
Wow.
It is extremely hard to get a platinum trophy. Most people be lucky if they get one.
In the same game or
in the same account. I got 5 platinum trophies for 5 different games.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Over 2,000 trophies in total, man.
Wow.
Talking about 10 years worth of gaming, dude. 10 years worth of gaming history. Gone.
What the hell, PlayStation?
Yeah, I know. As I said, dude, I should get a lawyer, man. There's no way.
I was going to say, like...
I should get a lawyer. There's,
they're not giving you the reason, and or even giving you a chance to even...
recover anything.
Because your personal data is on there.
Mm-hmm. I said, so, you guys... I said, so, if I create a new account... They said, you can create a new account any day. Any day you like, you can create a new account. Just has to have a new email, new username, and, you know, you're good to game. I said, but what about all of my things? I'm sorry, sir. We can't transfer content through accounts. We can't. They can't do anything. What? What? Are you kidding me? Which I know is a lie, because when my account was hacked, the four games they bought were not on my account. Okay, so
you mean when you were recovered?
When I recovered my account, yes.
They got rid of those.
They got rid of those. Yeah. So I know you. I know you can do things like that. Like, I can just make a new account and you can just feed all that stuff into my account.
Wow.
Yep. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm floored by this.
Yes, a story of tragedy, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks for listening to this bonus episode of the Destruction Reviews podcast. We're literally on our lunch break, and I just felt like this was worth recording, and it was. And if you're listening to this, back office Sony people, you can go to hell.
Go to hell.